Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Reports this lunchtime say Israel has begun to reinforce troop concentrations on the border with Gaza after several days of rocket attacks and airstrikes, in which at least 80 people have been killed in Gaza and 7 in Israel. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to, as he puts it, continue acting to strike at the military capabilities of Hamas, which controls Gaza. For its part, Hamas has described the confrontation as open-ended. Speaking in the Doyle a short time ago, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar condemned the actions of the Israeli government.
And I think all of us abhor Hamas and what it's done in terms of terror and the violation of human rights of women and LGBT groups in particular. And none of us in any way would like any of our comments to be construed as support for Hamas in any way. And I'm sure the deputy in his further remarks will agree with that. But I think, like everyone in this House, I believe the actions of the Israeli government are indefensible. Annexation, expulsion, plantation, the killing of civilians deliberately or in terms of collateral damage is not the behaviour of a democratic state in the 21st century. And it's simply unacceptable that a state that is a democracy or any state should behave in this way.
The Taoiseach are speaking in the Doyle. There have also been violent clashes between Arab and Jewish Israelis in some of the worst intercommunal violence within Israel seen in decades. Lynn Hastings is Deputy Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process with the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs based in Jerusalem. I asked her first about the significance of those reports of troops massing on the border with Gaza.
Yes, we've heard those reports as well. Of course, we don't know how accurate they are and for what purpose they would be used. The speculation by some, as you've just said, would be some sort of ground force. But, you know, I think military people would say there are a number of different reasons for those types of movements. Obviously, the UN wants a de-escalation in any event. And we would be concerned about any additional troops being sent, but also just a continuation of what's going on now.
So, I mean, we're hearing, for example, from Benjamin Netanyahu that they will continue to strike at the military capabilities of Hamas.
Yes, and we've been hearing the same thing, and that's definitely their public position. Again, sometimes the public isn't really privy to those sorts of things. All of the international community is calling for a de-escalation, for a cessation of these hostilities. And we are hoping that the Israelis and Hamas will adhere to those calls in the, you know, as soon as possible.
But what could persuade them to step back now at this stage, for the Israelis to halt their operations and for Hamas to stop firing rockets into Israel?
No, well, of course, that's the main question. There are a number of diplomatic efforts ongoing exploring exactly that type of question and what the solution to that could be. A lot of closed doors discussions going on, Security Council meetings and briefings. There's an American envoy who's landing this evening, discussions amongst the members of the quartet, and of course, most importantly, with the parties themselves.
And what about the intercommunal violence that we've seen within Israel, involving clashes between Jewish Israelis and Arab Israelis? I mean, how worrying, how concerning is that?
It is a new development, which of course can always be worrying. We're not exactly sure where it is going, but I do think that not only the international community is worried, but I would assume that, again, those more regionally are concerned about that type of violence, which may have the potential actually to spill over more regionally as well. So, yes, we're watching that very closely.
What about the humanitarian situation in Gaza, so far as it's possible to establish what's going on there? We know that there have been innocent victims, child victims of the attacks. The Israeli ambassador told this program yesterday that they usually know who is killed in these Israeli attacks, but they also accept that there can be innocent victims. You know, what's facing the ordinary people of Gaza at the moment?
Yeah. Well, on Monday was really the date of the main escalation, where Hamas began launching rockets, and they've launched over 1,200 rockets, killing 7 Israelis with 200 injuries at least, and 12 of those injuries being quite serious. And of course, the other side of that is that there have been 67 Palestinians killed, including 17 children and 388 Palestinian injured. And what we're quite concerned about right now is the fact that fuel, which is supplied by Israel, is no longer going in, and Gaza will run out of fuel on Sunday, which of course is needed to run hospitals, which in this case, both in the midst of a pandemic and also having to respond to people who have been injured in these hostilities, but also access to water and to sanitation facilities, all of which require electricity. The Gazans have reduced their electricity usage by 50% to extend the reserve until Sunday, but as of Sunday will run out. So
Lynn Hastings from the UN Office for Humanitarian Affairs in Jerusalem.